ways, aren't you? Speak to the waves, speak to the storms of our life, and say, peace, be still. That's all he has to do, speak the word. Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn with me this morning. I'd like to read the first chapter of the book of Revelation. 20 verses, I believe. Look at a few of these verses. Nothing like the word of God. Nothing like it. Thank God for it. Revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You find a verse in this too also. It tells us we don't, some people said, I don't read nothing in the book of Revelation. I can't understand it. But I tell you what, he said he's blessed, yeah, if you just read it and obey it. Well, you understood it all or not. That's what he said. And so I want to read this first chapter before we look into that God's laid on our heart this morning. Again, I appreciate you coming. I hope and pray that you can say already it's getting good to be in the house of the Lord. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 1. I try to read it. I'm not a fast reader anyhow. I'm not a very good reader. And poor on spelling, but I can pronounce most of the words, some of them. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. He sent it and signified it to his angel, by his angel, unto his servant John, who by record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of it, this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You see that verse? Blessed are they that read it. They that hear his words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him, which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne. Notice that verse. He was, which is, which was. Thank God he's coming, isn't he? Which is to come. Verse number 5 says it, from Jesus Christ, who's a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. Oh, and he washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? And have made us kings and priests unto God his Father, and to him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. You ever think about what you really are in Christ? He said he's made us kings and priests. Oh, glory to God. Ain't nothing like being in him, are they? And he said in verse number 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they which pierced him shall all kins of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, saw also, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom of and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isles that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and to Samaria, and to Pergamos and to Tyre and Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about with paps with a golden girdle. His head was, and his hairs were like wool and white as snow. And his eyes were a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass as it burned in a furnace. And his voice is a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, and he said unto me, Fear not, I'm the first and the last. And somebody said everything in between. I'm he that liveth. I was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Glory to God. Amen. Have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which is thy seen, and the things which thy are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. And the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest are the 7 churches. Holy to God. I want you to notice particular verse number 17 and verse number 18 and 19. He said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I'm the first and the last. I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which I've seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for the opportunity just to stand, read your eternal word. You said it would accomplish that pleased unto thee. You said it would return void. I know your word's powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And God, I just pray that you take your sweet spirit and let it pierce into our hearts this morning. Revive us, oh God. We do pray. Let us see that you'd have us to see. Let us speak only that you'd have us to speak. God, we depend upon you. Without you, we do nothing. Give us ears to hear with, hearts to understand with. We do pray this morning that we'd leave here closer to thee when we was, when we come. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to try to share a little bit on this, 2 or 3 of these verses in this passage of Scripture, particular, and it's along this simple thought, the reason, but the Don, and some things why, and some things reason we don't how to fear, and some things that we don't how to fear. That's what Jesus said to John. You know what, this John, this is the beloved John, one that Jesus, he laid on the breast of Jesus, one that he was the beloved of him, one that he loved so much, didn't he? As a John, the revelator, John, the apostle John, the revelator, as he saw him, and listen, and he was on the Isles of Patmos, and he was there for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. They had him out there, but I want to tell you something, they have to not hurt to die. But you know what? While he was out there, God gave him the revelation of this book, and thank God he spared it and gave unto us. We have it for the glory of God. We can see how wonderful and marvelous and glorious it is. And this same John, when he saw our Lord in his condition, and it is glorified. I won't tell you what he did. When he saw him this way, the Bible says he fell at his feet as dead. Listen, thank God, I won't tell you something. A lot of people talk about, oh, how brave they'd be if they saw the Lord now. Listen, these bodies we in now to see him. If we could see him in all of his glory, we'd do the same. Listen, we'd be as dead before his feet. But I want to tell you, it's a good place to be, thank God. If you, the feet of Jesus, it'd be dead, be better off with all the strength of you gone. Falling at his feet, bowed down before him as Apostle John, John the Revelator did. He bowed before the Lord, fell down at his feet as dead. I'll tell you, he couldn't see, understand. Oh, what a sight. If we could just get a glimpse of him, a little glimpse of him, the sight of the glorified Christ. That's what John, James, Peter and John on that mountain of transfiguration, when he was transfigured there before him. What a glorious, wonderful sight. They beheld his glory. Listen, we can't even imagine the glory that's behold before us. That's why he said to them, don't you fear? Fear not. That's what he said, fear not. Why in the world is he telling John to fear not? He said, I am the first. I'm the last. That's one reason we don't have to fear. He's first. Listen, he's always been, and he always will be. He's the Almighty God. That's our Savior. Hallelujah. And so you know how to fear. We know how to fear death. We know how to fear the devil. Listen, I'm telling you, he's got all authority and power over every one of them. Thank God for the Savior that we got. You don't have to fear because he's the first. You can't back up and find nothing before him. You can't go nowhere and find nothing after him. You can't find nothing that he's not where he's not. He's always been. What did he say? He said before Abraham was, I am. Oh, he said, I am. He said, fear not. I'll tell you don't have to fear because he is the great I am. That's what he said to Moses at the burning bush. He said, Lord, who am I to say sent me? He walked up that bush and it wasn't consumed. It was a burning, and it wasn't, listen, that's a sight. And God spoke to him out of that burning bush. And he said to him, I am. He said, tell him I am, sent he. And so he is a great I am. You remember when they went out to give the Lord Jesus Christ and arrest him in that garden? Yeah, they come out with the soldiers. Well, Peter wasn't going to let him get him. He got up and he whacked off that one of them's ear. But you know, they said, who? Jesus said, whom seek you? They said to him, whom seek ye? He said, I'm seeking Christ. He said, you're the Christ. You know what he said to him? I am. I am. I am. What he said. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. And he said, I am. Fear not, I am the first, and I'm the last. Not on all, he said, I'm he that liveth. Listen, we're not serving a dead Christ. Every other religion, I won't tell you other than Christianity, everyone that's got anyone that's supposed to be head of the church, listen, it's dead. I'm telling you, I wouldn't put nothing in that, no confidence, none confidence you can put in it, but we serving a risen Savior. He said, I'm he that liveth. I once, but he said, I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. He's still alive. He's alive right now. He got up out of that grave. He got victory. Now I want to say, thank God we don't have to fear. You know why? He's got the key in his hand, glory to God, to death, hell, thank God, in the grave. Somebody said, you don't know how to, why you don't know how to fear death? I'll tell you why you don't know how to fear death. He's got the key to it. Hallelujah! Hey, glory to God. He's got the key to death. He got that key. I'm going to tell you something. When comes your time to die, comes my time, if Jesus tarries, he'll open that door. I don't have to fear, you know why? He opens and he shuts it. Hallelujah. You think about something. Glory to God. I get to thinking about it. I think about something. I thought about, in foolish verse. You mean why? Some of them, why? Five of them, how many was ten of them? About half of them, half had one. And five of them, they said, hey, we're running out. We ain't got no wool. Carried the lamp, didn't have no wool. What they had, I guess, burned and went out. And guess what? They said, we'll just get some of them. Something happened. Door shut. You know what Jesus said? He shuts a door. No man can open it. He opens it, and no man can shut it. He's got the key. He's got the key to death. He's got the key to hell. Listen, I'm telling you, he rules and reigns.
Somebody say, what's he doing up there? He's still ruling and reigning. He's still on the throne. He's master of the sea. Thank God he is. He's master of everything else. He's master of the winds. He's our master. He's our Lord. He's our King. He's God. I'm telling you, he is the one. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. He got the key. You know why he don't have to fear death? He don't only have the key, but he's already been through it. He tasted of it for you. Hebrews 2:8, he by the grace of God tasted death for every man. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear death. I've seen it over and over. From other people, also my own wife. You don't have to fear death. When it comes, your time to come. Open. And you know what you don't have to fear? You don't have to fear life. You know, some people fear living. They don't want to live. Honey, I'm telling you, you don't have to fear living. You don't have to fear what tomorrow may hold. You don't have to worry about what you're going to face tomorrow, because he knows, and he's the one that holds tomorrow. Amen? You don't have to fear it. You know how to fear what you may face. Fear what you may feel. You know how to fear less of these things, because he lives. He's alive. He's already been to the tomb. He's already been to the grave. He tasted a death for you. I'm telling you, you know how to fear it. He said we was all our lifetime subject to it. The fear of death. Said that in Hebrews 2. But Jesus. But Jesus. Hallelujah. Told me. Fear not. And you know what Jesus did? He reached down there and touched him. It with his right hand touched our Lord. I mean, our Lord touched John. And you know what? I believe something come over him. Just like it will you. Just like it will me. You know, our Lord touched a lot of people. He touched some of them's eyes, and they begin to see. Hallelujah. He touched some of them's ears, and they begin to hear. He touched their hearts, didn't he? And we begin to believe. But even in the Bible, even when he walked in the shores of Galilee, he touched a lot of people. Laid his hand on him. There's something about it. I'm going to tell you something. God can work through you, through me. There's something even about laying on hands still. Amen. He said just lay hands on the sick, didn't he? And the prayer of faith is to save them and heal them. And if they committed sin, they shall also be forgiven. There's power. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power can flow through you or flow through me or flow through his children of cause of him. But Jesus laid hands on him. He's got the power, folk. Not just in heaven, but in earth too. You shall receive that power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, is what he told the disciples. But listen, we don't have to fear death. Well, we don't have to fear the devil either. You say, well, I'm scared of him. No, you don't have to be. You tremble, listen. You get before the Lord, you may be trembling. And if you fear him in the right sense of fear, you won't have to fear the devil. You say, what are you going to do with him? Resist him. Put the blood on him. The Bible said resist the devil and he'd flee from you. We know how to fear him. Because I'll tell you something. You know why we know how to fear death? Because Jesus has taken the sting out of it. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? He got victory with death, hell, and the grave. And he tasted of it. He went through it. Listen, that you and I won't have to fear it. We can be rejoicing when our time comes to make that crossing. You say, well, I don't know all about heaven. I don't know all about where I'm going. I'm going to tell you something. absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's all I need to know. I don't know a lot about it either. But I believe that. And I believe when we leave this body, we go into that spirit world. And this body's resurrected. This body, that spirit, the Bible said, dead. It's real you and real me. It's living inside this body, Brother Calvin. That's where when we leave here, we're going to be with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. And you don't have to fear where that's going to be or who it's going to be with. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We leave this body, we're going to be right in the presence of the Lord. You know what? That's what he told that thief on the cross. The day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Whew. Now, today. And you know what? You know what? When it comes our time to leave this world and leave his body behind, we're going to be ushered. We're going to be ushered right into the presence of the Lord. And we're going to be there with him. What a wonderful thought. And I'm going to tell you something. We just leave him. If the Lord decided to, we could leave this place one day. You know, wherever you are. You may be worshiping the Lord. You may be reading your Bible. You may be praying. You may be praising. You may be singing. Listen. Oh, listen, you won't even hardly stop. Probably won't. You get out of this body, you're going to be ushered right in the presence of God right there, and where they already hailing a hallelujah spell and glorifying God. It's going to be a wonderful day, a wonderful time. I get excited about it sometimes. I'm telling you, the saints of God are having a ball over there. They worshiping God. They ain't worried about somebody seeing them raise their hand. They ain't worried about it. Listen, they praising God. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear slipping into the other world. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Before I got saved, I got scared to death of dying. I'll be honest with you. I got under such conviction. I was scared to get on the road. I was going down Highway 20 one day, back 1964. About 1960, somewhere around there, five probably. And you know what happened? Before I got saved, I was going to bed late, getting up early. I went to sleep, going down the road. I woke up, I was on the wrong side of the road, a transfer blowing his horn, brother. He went that way, and I got it this way. You know what? I was scared to death, scared me. I was going down that same road one day, not long after that. And I don't know if you ever been, used to go down that road, there used to be a train running right down parallel with it. I mean, it was just trees right there. I mean, and it was right over, you know, that close to that road. I was going along there, about dusty dark. I heard the train. And it was right over here. I thought it was coming this way. I went too familiar with the road that time. And you know what? Shook me up again. I was afraid of it. Feared it. And I know God puts a certain amount of sense of fear in us to fear death, where we avoid it in a sense. And we still have it till it comes our time. I know that. But I was afraid of it. But you know what? Thank God. I'm so glad that my Lord was so merciful to me. They let me live long as I get saved. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. You ought to never quit praising him for that. How wonderful it is that God in his sovereign grace and mercy, if he'd have put me in hell, I deserved it. But he didn't, thank God. He had mercy on me. So he said, fear not. He fell down at his feet, he's dead. Began to worship him. That's what he did. Look at that. He said that. I'm the first. I'm the last. I was dead. Was, you see that? That's past. But I'm alive forevermore. He got the key. Got the keys of hell and of death. He got them. Hell, Hades. Got him. I'm glad he has. He got the key. He's going to lock a devil up down there one day too. bind him with chains. 1,000 years. I'll tell you something. The devil done tried to overthrow God. He ain't never going to happen. God's still got the key. What does the key signify? It signifies power, ownership, don't it? Either the one that owns it has got to give you a key. Are they going to keep it? And if they got it, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus has got the key. He got it. You know what it does? We're going to be so locked up in heaven. I like this. The devil ain't going to be able to get to us. He's going to be so locked up in the lake of fire. Listen, he's not going to get out there either. Because my Lord's got the key. You don't, I don't, the devil don't. He's got it. Glory to God. Even the Lord sent an angel him to give John this revelation. Hallelujah. But in closing, he said, fear not. The reason we know how to fear, he's the first, he's the last, he's everything in between, and he's got the key. Well, if you went to bed at night and everybody in the world had a key to your house, we wouldn't do no good to lock it with it. Tell nobody, I've locked myself out of the house 2 or 3 times. On self. You probably never done that, have you? But I'm going to tell you something. That's why the Lord's got the key. I'm going to tell you, he don't give that key to no one else. Just always remember, as you walk this life, you know how to fear in this life or the life to come, because he's first, he's last, he's got the keys of death, and he's got the keys of hell. Hallelujah. And he's got the key to heaven, too. He is the key. Huh? You can't go no other way. I want to say, thank God it is. And so he got it. I ain't got to worry about it. I can lay down and sleep at night. He got a key. The devil's got to get permission from him to do anything. If you don't believe it, ask Job. The devil come to God and said, oh, he'll curse you in your face. You let me do this and that to him, take what he's got away from him and all that. You know what God said? Take everything but his life. Took his family, took his wife, except his wife. She said, curse God and die. Nope. She didn't have the key either. He didn't. Say, God had the key of safety for Job. He's got the key of safety for you. Thank God he's got us locked in, away from the devil. I don't know about you. I want to thank God for assurance and confidence in my risen Savior. Hallelujah. You know how long it took me? Public Calvin didn't take me very long to learn. I couldn't save myself nor keep myself. I had to have him. But thank God he can. But Billy, he can. First and last. Would you stand with me?